It's been 1 year since the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, where six construction workers died. With sight of the bridge in the background, the Baltimore Symphony serenaded family members and Maryland leaders who gathered to honor the victims. And although the scene looked different, Governor Wes Moore said memories of the tragic event remain.
We remember the cold morning in March that changed our state forever. And we remember the tears that we shed and the uncertainty that we all felt.
In the early hours of March 26, 2024, police stopped traffic before a massive cargo ship plowed into the bridge. They did not have time to alert the roadwork crew on duty, who were all Latino immigrants. In an AP interview, Governor Moore recalled his shock when he received the call the day of the disaster.
I remember saying, which Key Bridge? And he said, the Key Bridge. And I said, what do you mean gone?
The only survivor was Julio Cervantes Suarez. Lieutenant Governor Aruna Miller honored his legacy.
You are the light that shines through the darkness that you endured.
Audio courtesy WMAR, I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.